There's been mud on my soul. There's been anger inside me. There's still unforgiven deeds that now it's time to free. I've been trapped inside so long. Don't remember how to live. How much of life has passed me by as I slept inside my dreams. Oh yes, sip the waters too. Let them wash all over you.
I knew, but now I must confess, the more I know, the less. I used to think I knew, but now I must confess, the more I know, the less. The desire to know, the desire to grow, the desire to seek, the desire to find, the desire to understand, the desire to reach, the desire to achieve, the desire to attain, the unknown, the highest, is always in man's heart. To know the unknown, to seek the unsought, to know the mysterious, to solve the puzzle. The desire is deep within, and this very desire becomes the stimulus to progress. How much you can run, you will never know the speed of your running, unless and until you are lost in the forest and chased by a tiger. Yesterday we saw the less is more, minimalistic way of living. The more has caused havoc. The extra of everything has led to disturbance, peacelessness. Today we will see more is less. It is absolutely contradictory. But in this path of knowledge, this is really and equally true. How? More means greed. It is not need. Then greed is a vice. It's among the five major enemies. But there is one Murli, 26th December 1979. Probably one and the only Murli, where Baba talked about transformation of vices. He did not talk about destruction of vices. He did not talk about conquering them. He did not talk about winning them over. He did not talk about getting rid of them. He did not talk about freedom from vice. Rather, he talked about transformation of vice. If lust is there, transform it into good wishes. If anger is there, transform it. If greed is there, transform it. If you are greedy for worldly things, start. Develop greed for all things of God, because worldly greed would exhaust you and spiritual greed would fill you. Worldly greed would take you down, but spiritual greed would take you up. So if you want to develop avarice, rather than having worldly appetite, develop a voracious appetite for spiritual. Become a spiritual glutton. Spiritual gluttony. Glutton is a person who is thinking of food all the time, who is busy only thinking about food and nothing else. You give him any amount of food, he will never say no. He has got unsatiable and voracious appetite. He has voracious appetite for every recipe. That person is known as glutton. But Baba says, you transform your greed, your avarice, your desire, and convert it into spiritual. A spiritually greedy person, a spiritually gluttonous person who is never satisfied. He wants to know more. And the more you know, the more you understand that more is less. In the world, the more you have, the more you get disturbed. External thing. More money, more salary, more friends, everything more. A person gets recently married and he approaches his boss and tells him, "Sir, I want increase in salary." Boss says, "Why?" The man says, "Because I have got recently married." The boss says, "The factory is responsible for compensation for the accidents happening inside the factory, not for the accidents happening outside the factory." Spiritual greed. First, become greedy to understand more, to experience more, to read more, churn more, know more. There is no more to learn more. So the more you know, the more you will know that you don't know. That is the criteria to understand that you are going in the right direction. The more you know, the more humble you are. The more you know, the desire to know increases. The more you know, the more you understand that whatever you have known till now is nothing. Just a drop in ocean. So there should be a perpetual desire to seek knowledge. To understand how things are happening. No matter how much disturbance is within you. Yet, continue to know, continue to learn, continue to understand things, how they are happening, why they are happening. No one has been dropped from these skies as a perfect being. Perfection is a journey. To become complete and perfect is not destination, but you learn perfection in parts, in installments. Every journey of perfection is different. Every person's journey is a different journey. The goal is not to rush and reach the destination and then to enjoy. The goal is not about rushing, reaching, surpassing others, outwitting others, reaching, take the medal or the trophy, take selfies and enjoy and post. It's not about that. It's about enjoyment, enjoying the journey. Every day is a journey. Perfection is a journey. This is about enjoying everything that's happening. Every obstacle, every stumbling block. The more the teachers you have, the better student you become. Every day, so many teachers you meet. Every child is a teacher. Every person you interact with is a teacher. Every incident, every event, every circumstance, every obstacle, every stumbling block, every karmic account, every challenge, every insult, every deception you meet on this path of destiny is your teacher. Every mistake that you have committed is your teacher. Every blunder that you have committed is your teacher. Every physical illness that visits you is your teacher. So you have teachers galore. Just milk the situations. The more the gyan, the less it is. Second is yoga. The more you try to connect yourself with the Supreme, your intellect becomes divine. The more you delink yourself from him, you are lost. Connect and strongly connect. Divine intellect is needed in this journey of life, because life is about taking decisions. Do or not do. To discriminate. Is it good or bad? It should be done, it should not be done. It should be spoken, it should not be spoken. It's all about decision. There was a ship. It was carrying about 500 people whilst ashore, whilst on the, during the journey, there was a minor fault in the ship, very minor, and all the passengers on board were informed, and after some time all 500 died. There was a minor fault in the ship, and the crew and the crew member, they informed that there is a minor fault. But after some time, all 500 died. But the ship did not sink. And yet, so how? Fear? No, they were not afraid. But they were first timers. All of them jumped and started pushing the ship, because they had no experience of ship. So they thought, let us jump and push. That's what they had learnt in the rustic villages. So divine intellect is needed. Otherwise, without the ship getting drowned, you get drowned. The third, divine powers. The more powers you have, it is always less. So seek spiritual powers. Spiritual life is about filling oneself with spiritual powers. The more powers you have, the stronger you become. Next, divine virtues. The more virtues you have, you understand, you realize that they are very less. So the more, the less. The next, service. Always feel, know that whatever you have done till now is nothing. The task is yet undone. The battle is yet unfinished. The destination is yet unreached. So continue your unabated service, knowing well that there is much more to do, and whatever we have done is nothing, just a drop in ocean, just a point. And then renunciation, tyag. The more you have, the better. In yesterday's Sakar Murli, there was one statement. Baba said, in this world, there is no yesterday Sakar Murli, towards the end of Murli. In this world there is no pleasure. Nothing is there. It is a pleasureless world. So look and be a detached observer. There is no pleasure in this world. Maza is Saja. This world, it's sort of, the enjoyments of the world are in fact punishments of Ravan. On the surface you feel there is enjoyment, but behind every enjoyment, a punishment is hidden. Beneath every happiness, the ocean of sorrow is hidden. Behind the curtain of pleasure, the prison of frustration and depression alone is waiting for you. Seek not this world, but seek the kingdom of God. The path of world benefaction begins with world hatred. Vishwakalyan. The path of world benefaction begins with world hatred. The hatred doesn't mean to hate people, persons, souls. It means to dislike the pleasures of this world, to dislike the tamapradhan nature of this world, to have a deep sense of disillusionment, that nothing of this world, no person of this world can ever please me, satisfy me, fool me. Nothing can fill me. Know that deep. So, renunciation, tyag. The more you have, it is always less. Then, vairagya, disinterest. The more you have, the better it is. The more you have, the more you can remain detached, the more you can remain stronger. The moment you get involved in things, persons, places, you are trapped. This is the path of the alone. This is a solo marathon. This is a spiritual trial. The moment you think of making somebody your partner, your companion, your guru, your guide, the floodgates of bondages break loose. The life of bondage is the worst life. The life of a slave is a life of misery, a saga of suffering. Then next is tapasya. The more tapasya, it is always less. Then next, divine love, love of God. The more love you have, it is always less. Bit by bit, increase it. Inch by inch, progress towards this platonic love. This love is known as platonic, non-physical. All physical love bring psychological and physical addictions. And the lust is the greatest addiction in the world. It creates memories. It creates pathways in the brain, neural tracks. It creates sanskars, difficult to erase. Memory of anger, memory of greed, memory of attachment, memory of ego can get easily deleted or with some effort. But memory of lust is very deep. And the last, 10th, lagan, the force of divine love, the force to move ahead. The more you have that force, the more you can progress. So more is always less. So seek more. Create a spiritual greed within you. Become a spiritual glutton. The mouth-watering temptations of spiritual life. Bring them in front of your eyes. What are they? Super sensuous bliss. A very elevated stage. A detached observer stage. An untouched and intact. An insulated, encapsulated, cocooned stage. Where you are protected. Impregnable. Nothing can penetrate. Nothing can touch, impenetrable. Such a fort of state would keep you safe, would safeguard you from all the storms. So always seek more. The more is less. Om Shanti.